Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Occupational health, it's one of those topics many of us think we know something about. Most of us would be surprised to find out there's almost nothing we know about it compared to the body of knowledge that exists. In the studio with me this morning are two experts in occupational health. We're going to learn a lot from them, I'm sure. Dr. Michael Lax is a professor in family medicine and the medical director of the Occupational Health Clinic Center at Upstate. Good morning, Dr. Lax.
Good morning, Tricia.
And we're also joined by Rosemary Klein, who's a nurse practitioner in the occupational health group. She's the clinical director of the center. Good morning to you too, Rosemary.
Good morning, Tricia.
We're glad to have both of you here. There is so much to this topic. It's just immense, and a lot of good information out there, so we want to share it with our listeners this morning. Tell us, first of all, Dr. Lax, how would you define occupational health?
Well, I guess the one way to define it is that if you're a doctor in clinical practice, say an internist or family practitioner, your main focus typically is on diagnosing what's wrong with the patient and figuring out how to treat it. And what we do is sort of on the beginning of that or before that, which is trying to figure out what's the cause of the illness or the injury, and is it caused or contributed to by something that's going on in the workplace, whether it's an exposure to a chemical or whether it's repetitive motion, whether it's noise, or whether it's even mental stress.
So anything in effect. Any medical problem that comes from being in your workplace as opposed to being someplace else?
Right. I mean, that's what keeps occupational health interesting for me and for some of us, I think, is that it can be pretty much any part of the body, any type of disease. You're always being confronted with something new kinds of problems to see, you know, is there a link between it and the workplace? You know, is work somehow causing or contributing to it?
And you're talking about mental or physical health?
Sure.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Rosemary, what are some of the... Give us some examples of the kinds of things you run into.
Well, we see lots of people with musculoskeletal injuries.
Like?
Related to lifting or bending. We were talking earlier about texting, repetitive motions with the hands. Even fine light motions can cause problems. But heavy motions like nurses or nurses' aides, bending over and lifting and moving patients, mm-hmm. things like that. Many people have respiratory illnesses as well from inhaling dusts or other things at the workplace. And when they come on later, it's like what Michael said, when you see the timeline of what happens, like they weren't having breathing problems, something was introduced in their work and they began to have breathing problems, that begins to take along the path that probably this was a work-related respiratory problem.
And that was my next question. How can you tell whether a health problem is work-related versus just some kind of an allergen or something like that that's bothering them?
Well, one of the first things and the key things that you learn when you're being trained in occupational medicine is to take what's called an occupational history.
Okay.
And that's part of the medical history. It should be part of the routine medical history, really. And that occupational history, like every other piece of the medical history, has a structure to it, which is designed to try and tease out whether problems might be due to work. And so some of those questions are, you know, pretty straightforward and common sense. What is it you work with, or what do you do at work? Do the symptoms seem to come when you're at work doing specific things or after something new is introduced to the workplace? Do they get better when you're away from the workplace for a day or during the weekend or on vacation? Are there other people in your work who have similar kinds of problems? We often see that for example, I had a patient who had a problem with her hands, mm-hmm. and it turned out she was working on a computer at an airline reservation place. And I asked her that question, you know, are there other people in your workplace
right.
who have that sort of problem? And out of 19 people, she said about 12 of them had the same sort of problem. So that's a pretty strong
clue.
Right. But, you know, in order to see that, I mean, you have to ask.
Absolutely. So is this a relatively new field? I mean, I think back to high school history when you learned about the industrial age and accidents that took place. But this is kind of a new recognition anyway, isn't it, of problems that occur and how they need to be addressed?
Well, I think that the actual field of occupational health or occupational medicine is quite old. I mean, health hazards have been recognized for hundreds of years, mm-hmm. back in, you know, mines in Europe and probably further back than than that. And even in the United States, you know, there's a pretty long history of recognition, and people, mainly workers and unions and advocates and their allies, who have tried to do things about problems they have recognized for a long time. I think what's new is kind of the specialty of occupational medicine is relatively young. I think it maybe since the 50s or so has been recognized mm-hmm. as a specialty with a residency and training and all that. In New York State, I think what's really new and exciting and what brought me to New York in the beginning was that New York State is a pioneer in the sense that it has publicly used public money to fund a network of occupational health clinics around the state, of which we are a part.
I see.
To try and address this problem.
I see. Now, how does it all tie into workers' compensation? Workers' compensation, if I understand it correctly, is like insurance that employers purchase. Is that true, Rosemary?
That's correct. That's
okay.
Correct.
And how does this tie into it? If a worker then has a problem from the workplace?
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's determined that a person has a work-related health problem, we can tell them you can file for workers' compensation. Everybody's familiar with that term. And that means that the responsibility for the diagnostic testing and treatment of that problem should be borne by that insurance carrier rather than the person's own private insurance carrier.
Okay, so the person who has the injury really shouldn't have to worry about how that's going to be paid for. Is that true? I mean, if it's a work-related injury, then there is going to be some way to take care of that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea. The idea is that if a person is injured or made ill at work, I mean, it's not their fault, and basically the employer has insurance to cover that, so that the costs of that shouldn't be socialized or externalized to the patient or society at large. That's the theory behind workers' compensation. I mean, the reality, I think, is quite different, that actually workers' comp really pays only a fraction of the true costs of occupational injuries, and particularly occupational illnesses, and that the majority of costs actually are borne by workers themselves who are injured and ill, their families, and also taxpayers generally when those workers lose their jobs mm-hmm. and they have to apply for public benefits of various types.
Do people come to you on their own, or do they get referred? I'm thinking, you know, I've been at work and I've been working in this new place now for 6 months, and I find that when I get home in the evening, I'm headachy and I've never had that problem before. And I think to go to my primary care physician, if I go to any physician, how do I know when it's time to come to see you instead of going to my primary care physician? How does that work?
Well, you can always go to your primary care physician first. Mm-hmm. And we get in fact, the bulk of our referrals are from primary care physicians. But you also can call our clinic directly if you suspect that you have a work-related problem.
All right, and we'll give phone numbers and so forth toward the end of our discussion. But so I can come directly to you.
Absolutely.
But I don't necessarily identify that it's work-related. Is that why you're getting so many referrals then?
Yeah, that's correct, but you may have a suspicion, obviously, and that's why you're wanting to find out.
Okay.
In fact, the history of occupational health, if you look at how sort of these connections are made, typically what happens is, just to give you an example, here in New York State, maybe 25 years ago, there were two guys who recognized each other in the waiting room of their doctor, who was a urologist, and they both worked in the same place, and they said, "Well, what are you doing here?" And it turned out they were both there because they had testicular cancer.
Oh my gosh!
And they brought this to the doctor's attention and said, "We work in the same place, and we have testicular cancer." He started checking it out. There were actually some other guys with similar sorts of problem. It turns out that the chemicals they were working with, this was at a group of tanneries in New York State, mm-hmm. Actually the chemical exposures there, a larger study was done and linked the chemical exposure there with the testicular cancer. And that is a typical scenario if you look at hundreds of years that alert workers who suspect something's going on, bring it to the attention of a doctor who takes it seriously and then follows it up.
And I've got to think that happens in a variety of ways. They're taking breaks together and chatting, you know, eating lunch together and chatting, or they know each other from, you know, their kids' baseball games or whatever it would be. Is it just serendipitous that they come together with these discoveries, or is this something you look at?
We do talk to them and ask them if other people have had the same kind of a problem.
That they know of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And workers are really smart, you know. If you want to find out about what's right or wrong, you know, talk to the person who's doing the job.
Uh-huh.
And the history is fantastic in getting to that point. So, yeah, you can really glean a lot out of that.
And some of them have got to be a lot more obvious than others. I mean, clearly, if somebody's injured on the job, that's one thing. But if it's something that takes place, the repetitive stress on a keyboard, that takes place over a period of time. And I've got to think that happens in anybody's experience.
Right. And you're right. Some things are way easier to connect than others. I mean, you mentioned one. Another one is, like we just talked about, a cancer example. I mean, cancers, typically, there's a pretty big lag time between the exposure and the actual disease.
Sure.
And so, in those situations, you know, the clues you got to look for, again, are sort of patterns about, you know, are there numbers of people, same people, or people who are working at the same types of jobs or the same type of exposures coming down with the same types of cancers. And again, you know, frequently it's the workers themselves who notice that, you know, like asbestos workers, for example, back in the 50s and 60s, I mean, they all recognized that a lot of them weren't living to retirement age.
Right.
And that a lot of them were dying of the same kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, oftentimes the epidemiologists are really sort of following up on observations that are originally made by workers and oftentimes by primary care docs.
Raising all of those red flags. You know what? I have a million more questions. Can you stay through the news?
Sure.
That would be great. Listeners, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Please stay with us. This is Upstate Medical University's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.